Hello, and thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex fetishes and going deeper. And today's episode is episode number 55, and I wanted to go ahead and take a quick minute and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate you each time, and you only inspire me to continue growing my podcast and sharing my message and the knowledge that I've gained throughout my life and my life experiences and, you know, the understanding of what it is that I've learned in traveling around with the top mentors around the United States and everything and meeting different people from around the world and gaining a more profound understanding of what it is exactly that each type of individual and culture really needs and wants, you know, and basically we all want the same thing in love, okay, and that's to be loved back. We want it reciprocated. We want to be in love and feel that love, and we want to have it reciprocated, okay. Now, today's podcast specifically is about who moves to who, okay. Now, I just did a podcast before this, and it was like who moves in with who, okay? This isn't that same podcast. This is going to be a quick one, but it's going to be discussing who moves to who. Like, I'm the female, and I'm dating a male, okay? And he wants me to move to him, okay? Or someone else over here is dating, their wife, or excuse me, not yet their wife, but their potential wife, they want them to move in with them. Okay, they're like, they want them to move this way. Who moves with who? Okay, the dynamic, regardless if you're a male or female, there's going to be a more dominant, person within the relationship. Whether it be if you're a female to female, there's a dominant personality trait. In other words, someone that acts more like the man, okay, that role. And then there's the more feminine. So the divine masculine and the divine feminine role. Does that make sense? So you have the masculine role, which can be played out by a female also if you're in a female-to-female dynamic. Or you can have the divine masculine role that's played out by both. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing of it is one's always going to be a little bit more dominant than the other. Does that make sense? Okay, so who moves to who? So what you want to decide here is, if you're going to be in an exclusive committed relationship, one or the other needs to move to the other, okay? You're going to be married, you're moving forward within the dynamic of the relationship, and that's what's important is you're combining yourselves and your resources and your livelihood. So you're moving in with one another, but does the man move to the woman or does the woman move to the man? So what you do in that circumstance is you really need to think about how it is you live your lives, what's most important to you in your lives for both of you. Okay, this is important. And this is extremely important because this can make or save your entire life of that relationship. Okay, think about what's most important. Now, men, women have been raised for a long time now, and they fought for their rights to be treated equally and have rights at all and not be treated as property. Okay, so their perspective from a lot of different eras and decades now has been brought up in a manner of they need to be a provider also. Even though the normal dynamic of a relationship is the male is the dominant factor and is the provider. So when you have a woman-to-woman relationship, whoever is the most divine masculine role would normally be the provider in that relationship. But it's not necessarily, so it doesn't happen all the time, okay? So this doesn't happen every single time. It happens most of the time, okay? So let me clear that up and clarify so people understand the difference. Now, when you're deciding who is going to actually move to the other person, it's extremely important for each of you to realize what is taking place when you do move. Okay, let's say I meet someone, they live, you know, in another state. So we fall in love, we're so in love, and we want to get married, start a family, and we want to do all this stuff. But what am I doing out here? Like, I'm all, you know, living out here, making money out here, have a job out here for forever. You know what? And so do they. They're over there, they've the same scenario, but over in another state. So what do you do? Well, in my opinion, the woman would move to your man. You know what I mean? If they're a provider. If they're not a provider, I wouldn't move to them. I wouldn't even go out with them. I wouldn't even consider them as an option. Period. I wouldn't even consider them at all. Okay, so that's what I would suggest. Period. Or you're gonna be on a lower vibrational level, and you're attracting a lower vibrational person, and you're gonna end up trying to figure out how you got to this lower vibrational situation that you didn't want. Okay, so think about that. That's important. With the whole psychology background and the way that actual dynamics are from a male to a female and the way that they differ within their thought processes, and without most of humanity not having any understanding of the difference. And that's why we always butt heads. And we're like, oh my God, what is he doing? What does he think this way? Why is he doing this to me? Or why is she doing this? Why is she acting this way? Oh my God, because she's driving me nuts, you know? Like, And we just want to rip each other's heads off all the time, you know, because we don't understand the other one. That's why. It's very simple because we don't get it. We don't understand. You know why we don't understand? Because no one ever said the secrets. No one ever taught everyone. But I learned what they are and I understand them. So my point is, when you have a different, amazing, profound understanding and knowledge of what's actually taking place, your entire life will, like, flow through your eyes. Like, that's what happened to me. When I found out what I knew and the knowledge that I gained, it was like, I started crying because I was like, oh my God, I think my whole life, I remember sitting in my chair and I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, my whole life, like, flashed through my brain in that moment. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I totally understand. Like, I get it. Like, oh my gosh, you know, like, this is why everyone, this all happened for this reason, it all makes sense now. Like, it is so profound, and it's like the best feeling you could ever feel in the history of life. Because it's like you understand, and when you have that knowledge and understanding, it creates that happiness and that flow within your life, and you're like, oh, okay, I can get through this. I can get through anything. I'm stronger. I'm, you know, more knowledgeable. Like, what do I want to accomplish? I can do that. Okay. These are simple things and extreme situations at the same time that make a huge impact on not only your life, but everyone else is around you. Okay. So that's when I had started my Be Inspired with Kira. And everyone loved that. And I loved it too. And then I was doing some other stuff. And, you know, I had CuraHolomer.com also, and somebody had tried to be like, oh, you need to just do CuraHolomer.com, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like, I can do whatever I want. It's not up to somebody that doesn't even know me. You know, like, don't ever let somebody else decide what's best for you, okay? So if you're going to sign that contract with somebody, fine. But, you know, I cut them off immediately because they were showing their real colors and they were jacking some stuff up and lying. So it is what it is. And when you see that, cut them off and leave. Okay, just go away. Now, a lot of times when you do that, those people will keep coming back and trying to hurt you and hurt you and hurt you over and over because they're pissed and they're hurt people. And that's what they did in the first place. But like I said, hurt people hurt people. I always remove myself from a situation. So if I abruptly stop doing something ever, then you understand with anyone, you understand exactly what's happening. I am being hurt on a detrimental, not even a slight level, like a detrimental level. And I leave. I'm like, no, we're done. It's over. As a friendship, as a coworker, as a relationship, as anything. I'm like, this is, I've already explained this to you enough times. You already understand what I said, and it's done. We're done. Period. Okay? Like, I'm not going to keep going over. Like, the definition of insanity is repeating the same behavior and expecting a different result. Okay? So think about that, Albert Einstein. Think about that, everyone. Think about that. So why do you keep repeating the same patterns, the same habits, the same... Oh, okay. Do you get up every day and go to McDonald's on your way to work and get a Big Mac or whatever they have at freaking in the morning? I don't eat fast food anymore, but I have four. And then you gain 10 pounds and you're like, I don't know why I gained 10 pounds. I don't know where it came from. I don't know. Like, it just showed up. Bullshit, dude. You ate fucking McDonald's every fucking day. Hello? Hello? Like, think about it. You did it to yourself, and then you try to figure out who to blame. Oh, let's blame McDonald's because they put too much fat in their fries or in their oil, or they put too much fat in their meat. You know what? No. You chose to eat there. You don't have to. You know what I mean? I don't think they should allow any lawsuits to anybody. I think it's astronomically ridiculous that people even consider suing a fast food restaurant. Okay. To me, it's asinine, but you know, it is what it is. But you know, people are who they are. They might have different reasons that I don't know about. And so I'm not going to go there. They have different reasons. They have them, and it is what it is. But you choose still, period. It's not up to anyone else on a daily basis to do what you want to do. Okay. Now, if other people are harming you and making you and forcing you to do things, or they're inflicting pain on you and they're inflicting harm on you by their actions, then that's not okay in any way, shape, or form. Okay? Make sure that's clear. Now, let's get back to who's moving in to who, okay? You're going to make sure that you guys are on the same dynamic. There is, like, who makes more money? You know, like, it does the man make more money? He makes more money. He's able to get a job in this area and take care of you guys. You want to have a family. And you're going to be able to stay home with the child, especially in today's era where, like, nobody can work and take care of their kids. Seriously? Like, that's the main issue with this whole COVID-19 thing. Like, nobody that works is like can handle their little kids because their little kids are at home and they don't even... Like, even if you have their little monitor where you're watching your kid at home. I mean, seriously? Is that what we fucking became in America? Are you fucking serious? This is Hitler times brought back like 100-fold. It's disgusting. All because stuff was brought to us in a way that shouldn't have been brought to us the way it was and created the ripple chaotic effect to the mass destructive amounts of jacked upness that we could fathomly think about on a daily basis. And we have to consider now everything and how we approach things, because people are so jacked now that they don't even understand what reality is when it's not what they were just told by some of these other people. Okay. So it's a shame. Do you know that over 500,000 people in the first 2 months of flu season died? They were dead. They died. Over 500,000 people in 2 months were dead from the flu this past 2019. Over 1 million people in the first 2 months were in the hospitals and going to their doctors and being treated for the flu. Not one person said a goddamn thing. Not one person shut the economy down. Not one business was shut down. Not one person, not one president was wearing a gosh dang mask. They weren't getting tested. They weren't forcing everyone to fucking mask or manipulate the other and be like, oh, this happens and we need to do this. No. You know why? Because it's a freaking virus. And viruses do that anyway, and they're going to do it, and they always will, and they always have, and it's not any different from any other virus. And it's shitty, and it's, you know, sucky. As sad as it is that that happens, it is what it is, you guys. Like, that's the way the freaking medical, department works. Like, that's how medicine is. That's how viruses are. That is how disease, like, everything that comes into a freaking hospital or a clinic or any of that stuff, like anything that is brought in to someone else's lives through a virus or something like that is going to affect each and every person differently. Maybe very similar and extremely similar even. At the same time, each individual is their own unique self. Therefore, what happens is each individual will react, their bodies will react and respond to the virus in its own way. It's not going to react to it the same exact way that your dad's did or your mom's did or your grandma's or your friends or your neighbors or people across the United States or the world's did. No. It might not even react to it at all. It all depends on your genetics and a lot of different ailments that you may or may not have already. And long-term effects will happen with different people of all ages from being born on up or being in the womb on up. Just like every freaking virus will in the entire universe, it always has. And we've never, ever, ever communicated to the public that they were in the most severe grave danger ever and shut everyone down and jacked up our entire social network to the highest detriment of society. That it's almost like Hitler taking over and making everyone try to jack up their minds. And what that does is it's a psychological type of warfare where you mass manipulate your mind and get you so stressed and so stressed. And they take stuff away from you. They take your job. They take every type of security away from you. And they stress you out to the highest degree. And the people that are so stressed, they get them to do whatever they want. They'll go kill someone for you if you want to. That's how that works, everyone. That's how the mentality of a Hitler works. They start this way and they create the mass destruction. And they have the little friends up top that are like, only believe us. Anyone that ever says that to you is a mass manipulator. You need to get the hell away from them. Relationship, top leader, job, anybody. Anyone that ever says that. Get the hell out of there. Get away from them. They're a narcissist. Okay. And they're fixing to take you down. And you just don't know when. Okay. It's going to happen. It's like if you speed on a daily basis, you're going to get pulled over. You may not get pulled over like the first 100 days that you speed, but that 101st day, you got pulled over. You know why? Because you made it a habit and you kept doing it. Well, that's how that happens. You know, that's how manifestation works. So anyway, if you want to manifest something positive, if you want to manifest a great relationship, if you want to manifest that fantastic relationship dynamic with your partner, then you need to think in a manner that is becoming of what your partner is going to want also. Because whatever you're thinking is what you're going to manifest back. Okay? You're reflecting what you think back to you. So, if you're sad and you start dating, well, you're probably going to manifest someone that's really sad too. And then once you guys aren't sad anymore, you're probably not going to want to be around each other because your real self is going to be on a higher vibrational level and you're going to be mismatched all of a sudden. And you'll be like, oh my God, like, did I really just go out with this guy or this girl or what? Yeah, that's what happens. You guys didn't really talk about it. It was a lustful situation and it wasn't real love. And, you know, it gets misunderstood. And it's not, I'm not saying it's anyone's fault. I'm just saying people don't understand it. They don't understand it. And that's what I'm trying to explain. Like when I give you different scenarios, it's very, very important to really think about what it is I'm saying. Like you can re-listen to it too and think about on an extreme deep level what it is I'm saying. You can go to any top leader. You can go to Oprah. You know, you can go to Jack Canfield. You can go to Brian Tracy. You can go to Nick Mann. You can go to, you know, Karl Marx. You can go. So many. Michael Fiore, you know, all his entire team. Kim Seltzer, Brian Howie, and, you know, John Langston. And, you know, Mike. There's so many different people that... and Jack, that understand and think the exact same way. And that's who I learned all of this from. And then some, like probably about 50 or 60 more other people. I have a list and I'm not going to sit here and just randomly keep naming people because that takes forever. You can go to my website and look at that stuff. The thing of it is, and then you just really want to make sure that you take the other person's mindsets into consideration. And are you compatible or not? Who's going to move where? Are you old fashioned? Are you wanting to be the woman? Are you the man that wants to play the woman role? Okay, then let be with a dominant woman who wants to be the man role, and then you guys will work out great. Yeah, does that make sense? That's my point. Like, but don't be a man that wants to be the man role and be with a dominant woman that wants to be the man. Okay? Because that's not going to work. Now, women, if you're in top leadership of a lot of different situations, scenarios in your job and workplace, what have you, it's important for you to be able to alter that relationship when you get home, if you're with a male that wants to be the male and wants you to be the divine feminine. You know, he wants to be the divine male masculine and you're the divine feminine. You need to alter that and not try to control every situation when you come home. A lot of people's personality traits are that way. And men too. If you're a controlling person and you're in charge at work, chill out when you come home. Don't take out all your aggression on your partner. You know, if you're in a bad mood or you're in a sad mood and you want to just vent, then say, you know what? I've got to vent. I've got to get this off my chest. And if you get loud or whatever, fine. At least they understand that you're venting and you're just getting it off your chest. And you're like, okay, I feel better. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening and not judging me and letting me get this off my chest. That's great. And then you breathe in and breathe out and meditate and get that anger and that those feelings and that toxicity out of your body. That's important. Or if your partner can't handle it, then go do it on your own. Okay. and vice versa. Very, very important. But who moves into who? Who moves to who? I think, in my opinion, each individual couple needs to just sit down and discuss what's most important for them and the way that they function. You know, is money more important to them than love? Or seeing each other? Or are you going to take a job? I'm going to move to you, but you're going to take a job that I'll never see you ever again. But you're going to make a lot of money with it. And so are we going to compromise each other's affection for some money? Or would we rather you come to me, make a little bit less money, but we can see each other all the time and be with one another? Does that make sense? Or vice versa. You know, it works the opposite. So, I mean, either way, whatever you choose, just make sure you're choosing the best dynamic that works for you. What my dynamic isn't going to be what everyone else's dynamic is. You know, like, I would rather be with someone, you know, all the time. And, like, if they're gone, I'm the type of person that if you are gone, that's fine. I have a million things to do. I can do them on my own. But we still have to stay in contact. Like, I still have to talk to you. If I don't talk to you, then I can do that on my own and not be with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a relationship, period, in any way, shape, or form. So anyone that does that to you, like, that's not a relationship. If they're in the military, you need to consider that. And if you don't like that type of dynamic where they can't talk to you on purpose because they're just not allowed to, then don't go out with them and don't marry them. Or you're the jackhole that did that and hurt their feelings, okay? And you really jack military people up when you do that. You're dealing with a human being, so don't be an ass bitch, okay? All right. And don't fucking just run off and leave a goddamn note on somebody's apartment, okay? And take everything and rip their ass apart because they joined the military. Because that's what women do a lot of. And men come back from overseas and they don't have anything and they're detrimented. They're like, they want to kill themselves. They're so upset. And it's all because you didn't take the time to choose someone that was compatible for you. So what I'm saying is, it's not your fault that someone else displayed a despicable, disgusting, sickening behavior. No. They're the ass bitch, not you. But it is your responsibility to choose somebody that's more compatible for you and your situation, your lifestyle, what it is that you want, need, and desire. It's a learning lesson and it sucks ass, but it's true. So figure out who wants to move where. You know, I think it's important to know, you know. In my opinion, the woman should move to wherever the man is and keep the man role, you know, staying the man role, being complacent and, you know, not doing anything is not a good thing. You want to go ahead and you want to, make a difference. And I think that if you're going to move, you should move in with your man. They should have the house. They should buy you the house. I've already done the opposite. For the long run, it works for so many years, but all in all, it doesn't normally work. It may work for some, but it doesn't normally work for the majority, okay, if you do it that way. So it's a normal psyche for the male to want to provide for the female and perform certain jobs, and when they don't do it or when the woman prevents them from doing it, or they were raised a different way so that they didn't do it, they act out the opposite. And it comes as a weakness to them, from them, you know, to you. So also, you accepting it shows a weakness within yourself. It's very interesting and it's very strange in so many ways to think about, because it's kind of like, what? What? It's all weird. And you're like, what? But, okay, like, I do this all the time in radiology, because everyone's like, well, don't you want to take a picture of this thigh? Because this side's what hurts. But I'm like, no, we go through the whole body. And it's, we put you in a certain position because we align your body and your bones into a certain specific position, which when we take an image of it, it goes straight through and we can see everything. Otherwise, we wouldn't, because this joint or this, your heart would be in the way. You know what I mean? The shadow would be in the way. Like, they do it for a reason, but it's totally backwards to anyone else's, like, comprehension. And on a daily basis, they're like, but I don't understand. I'm like, well, you're not going to understand it. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to understand it. Just accept it and realize that, you know, we understand, you know, that you don't get it and that we're not steering you in the wrong direction. Trust us. We know what we're doing. And we're going to get you to the best place possible. Period. Period. Like, there's no doubt or question about it. Like, you're in the best place. You're going to get the best care. You're going to, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. That should be in the relationship dynamic also. Think about it. Communication is important. Who's going to move to who? I think you should move to your partner. I think you should move to the partner that is going to have the best outcome for both of you, depending on what your livelihoods are and what the job is that you're trying to accomplish. And are you moving to an area where there's like zero jobs available? Like, are you going to have to travel for 5 hours to get to a job? Like, consider this stuff, you guys. That's going to affect your livelihood. It's going to affect whether you have dinner that night. You know, if you have a kid, are you going to be able to feed your kid? You know, think about this stuff, you guys. If something happened to your car, are you going to be able to fix it? No. So think about this stuff. It all matters. I have zero problem with moving out in the middle of nowhere, or, you know, as long as I am set up to a specific degree where, you know, our finances are going to be fine and stable, and we're safe and I trust the person. We're completely exclusively committed and married. You know what I'm saying? Like, the loyalty's there. They have my back. They're not judging me for anything. That's unconditional love. You know, like, I don't have to be walking on eggshells every time I walk in the room. Does that make sense? So, nobody should ever have to feel this way. There's so many people that feel this way and they don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, is it worth it? Is it worth the stress, anxiety to be with somebody that, you know, creates this type of chaos within your life? I'm like, because honestly, you have the choice. So you're the one creating it. You're not necessarily creating it. You're the one that's accepting the chaotic behaviors from another by staying there. That's my point. Now, sometimes you have to stay there for a little while until you can get on your feet and move. But you're going to be there for a little while until you can. So watch your P's and Q's, right? Anyway, if it was up to me and I got married, I'd move wherever my husband was. I think that it's important for them to understand that. You know, if you're going to have a family, you need to, you know, be compatible and move wherever they go and whatever works best for you guys and as a whole and as a dynamic, and really understand that. It makes a huge difference. Safety is always important. Don't ever forget that. Don't forget that men and women think differently. So if you're having a little bit of a situation where you're headbutting each other and you don't get it, you know, let me know. I can help you. Okay. I study both perspectives and my own and all that good stuff. So I've been studying this stuff for 8 years. So I have a lot of knowledge and worked with some of the most talented and most professional, outstanding, amazing people and top leaders of the dating relationship and love and communications department and business itself. So I get it, and inspiration. Inspirational speakers and motivational speakers. And so my point is, when you gain a certain amount of information, you want to help share it with others. And that's what I'm doing here. I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. I can totally just know everything on my own and be like, go on my merry way and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to live a fabulous life. You know, that's fine. Well, I'm that type of person that if I know something so profound, like I always want to help. I want to help the nation. I want to help the world understand like how to become happier, because honest to God, we're in such a jacked up, diverse culture nowadays. Nobody knows what to do with each other. Like, they're all conflicted. Everybody's freaking conflicted. But the United States is extremely conflicted. Like, on a daily basis. Like, we have so many diverse cultures in the United States. Nobody knows what the United States is anymore. And we're not all united. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, united? United? You know, I love flying United, by the way. Don't really care for American, because American is rude as hell. Anyway, just saying that too. I like United and Delta. Hawaiian Airlines is really nice. I haven't flown the other airlines, but I like those that I mentioned. I want to share that it's important. It's really, really important to remember that we're all diverse, okay? If you do your ancestry, I went through cryogenetics.com instead of ancestry.com. So I wanted to go through ancestry.com, and there's like 13andMe and all that stuff too. I think my aunts and uncles have done that. So I may do ancestry.com also, but I knew cryogenetics.com went farther back than ancestry.com did. And so I went back 72 generations, and I found out, you know, really, like, where I really came from for real. And so there's so many diverse cultures that I am a part of. And so in my opinion, I am part of every single or almost every single other era. You know what I mean? In culture, in country. And so you can't come back at me and be like, well, you're American, blah, 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 blah. You know, no, you can't, because I am part of you and you are part of me. So zip it. You know what I mean? Let's work together instead of trying to fight one another. Let's become a peaceful world. You know, I honestly, God, think that we can do that. And I think that is important. People are going to understand who they are. You know, I've been looking at all these German Nazis, children that were stolen and given different papers, different names. They're going to find out who they really are with a genetics test. I know people that have found out they have different parents. You know what? I think that's important. Because you know what? People need to stop lying about who the freaking father is of their goddamn kids. They're fucking people up on the left and right. And you're jacking up a kid. And it's all because you're an unhappy, angry person inside, and you can't tell the truth, and you shouldn't be trusted. But there's so many liars out there, and they lie out of fear of losing someone because they don't love themselves enough to understand that if they tell the truth and the person doesn't like you, who gives a shit? Let them go the fuck on and be with somebody else. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Let them fucking go. They're not supposed to be with you. That's how that works. You don't force them to be with you by lying about now you're attached to somebody and said there's your kid. Bullshit, dude. That's not your kid. You know how disgusting it is? I know people that have lied to people about having a kid, and they're like, how can I force this guy to have my kid? You know what I mean? Like, and people tell them about it. And I'm like, the most disgusted day in history for me. And I had to leave, and I never spoke to these people again. Because I was like, that is complete blasphemy in my life. I'm like, I think you're going to be stricken down by God, like, with your karma. And it's going to be really bad. But, you know, people choose what they choose to do. So choose wisely, everyone. Be respectful. Be loyal. Be honest. Be reliable. You want that stability. You don't want that judgment. You want that unconditional love, right? So make it happen. Be with somebody that's going to do all that for you, okay? It's going to uplift you. It's going to encourage you. It's going to evolve. It's It's not going to stay stagnant and like sit there like a goddamn couch potato. You know what? If you want to be a couch potato, be your own couch potato. But don't sit there on the couch and talk shit about everyone else on TV that's actually making a difference in life. Okay? That's a difference. So you got the couch potatoes that want to talk shit, massive shit, and start chaos and drama with everyone else around the world because they're like, I'm a couch potato and I hate everyone. Okay? Shut the fuck up. Okay? Get over yourself and get up maybe and start thinking about what inspired you to not do anything in life and be accepted as, you know, accept yourself that way. You know, think about what it is you wanted to do. Find a hobby and start doing that. And you know what? It's going to open up doors. Your life's going to change. You're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so much happier now. Oh my God, I just met all these people. Oh my God, I have a life. Oh my God, I've started doing all these other things. Oh my God, this is happening. I'm like, oh my God, you know, and it's going to be a different experience for you, but it's going to happen and you make it happen by just starting one thing different in your life that day. Okay. So when you're choosing a partner, think about different experiences and what you want to do. And are you going to be with somebody that wants to evolve? Are you going to be with someone that's closed-minded? Are you going to move to them? Are they going to move to you? Are you going to be open-minded enough to be like, yeah, I can get a job anywhere? Or no, I can't get a job there. We're going to move. I'm going to move to you. Then I'm not going to job. You're going to be the one supporting us. Okay, this is how this is going to work. And we're going to, you know, divide the money up this way. This is how we're going to raise our kids. This is da-da-da, you know, stuff like that. All right? If money's not an object, then money doesn't matter. You can go do whatever you want. And it's fantastic. Okay? It's like there's never going to be an issue with any of that. The only issue will be with anybody's insecurities. So make sure you discuss your insecurities. If there are any, if there aren't, then amen to you. And you guys are freaking going to be amazing and so in love and have the most phenomenal love life in history. And all I can do is say amen. Amen to you. Okay. Amen to you. Your life and your family and to anyone around you, because you're going to be the ones that everyone looks up to and, you know, is inspired by. You're going to empower other people. So when you shine your light bright, you empower others. When you walk in and you show up with a smile, you empower others. You inspire them. Okay, when you walk in the opposite, it's the opposite. And the ones that are inspired can't stand to be around you and they will leave. Like, I'll leave you. I will leave. I'll walk, in other words, when I say I'll leave you, I will leave a work dynamic, let's say. I'll walk out of the room. I can't leave with them, but I'll walk out of the room and be asked to be removed from that dynamic because it's so toxic and severely disgusting. You know what I mean? And just, horrible. It's like mentally disgusting. And like some people. So it's like, get away from them. Stick with the people who are going to bring happiness around you and who are going to be honest and who aren't afraid of that and who aren't afraid to stand up for themselves. Because the people that aren't afraid, are afraid to stand up for themselves, don't be around them. Okay. They're the ones that are going to continue the chaos and bullshit. So, choose a partner that feels the same way as you do. We're extremely similar from that dynamic also, because otherwise you're going to butt heads with who's going to get a job, where, what, when, what time, what schedule. Make sure your schedules are going to be compatible, because that will break a relationship also. I've been there also. Don't take a night shift just for the money. It's not worth it. I've done that before. It's not going to help you. You're going to be miserable and they're going to be miserable. Plus you're not going to see one another. That extra couple dollars, $1 or $2, is not worth it ever. Okay. Your mental health and your stability of your relationship and the love and the care of that other partner is most important. Period. Always consider that. If you're taking another job for just a short amount of time, then that's fine. But if it's going to be forever and for life, well, then it's not going to work, you guys, because you're not going to even see the person. That's my point. You're like, oh, I'm taking the night shift and my partner works days, but I'm taking the night shift, so we're not going to see each other ever. And you're like married and you're in a relationship and you have kids and stuff, like, and so your day shift partner like is doing everything and you work nights. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a relationship. You don't have a relationship. So don't take a job and accept poor jobs for your dynamic, okay? For your peace of mind and your relationship. Otherwise, it may last a few years, but it won't last a lifetime. That's my point. That's why everyone's divorced. And they're like, oh my God, I can't wait till our kids are raised so that I can leave. And then they leave. And they're like, thank God. I never thought I'd make it through there. You know? And they were miserable. Who wants to live a life of misery? Okay, so you guys think about this stuff. Who's going to move to who? Who's going to move to who? I would move to the man. I think that if you're going to get married and they ask you to marry you, excuse me, they ask you to marry them and they're going to generate enough income with what they're doing and to help raise a family, then, and you're going to stay home and raise the kids and you can have different jobs from home too. If you want to, there's all kinds of different things you can do from home. Millions of things you can do from home. But if you guys are on track with that and you guys are like totally cool with that, then that's important to share and make sure that that happens and it's followed through. Know what you want and stick with it. Don't compromise just because someone is sexy or something and you're like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Your ex comes back walking in because they look good, but they have all these horrible traits and they hurt you a million times. Don't take them back. You guys, like, come on. Seriously, don't do that. Get on with a new person. Choose someone that's compatible with you. Move to where it is that works best for your relationship dynamic. Consider all the factors and do it. You know what I mean? Because honest to God, I mean, if you're in a great relationship anyway, and you guys are really in love and you really have each other's backs and you're not judging one another and you really say that and you really believe and you trust the person and you share that loyalty with them, it's not gonna break. The foundation's not gonna break. Okay? You just gotta keep believing. Don't stop believing, right? Like Journey. All right. Love you guys. Have a great night, day, or morning, depending on what country you're in. And we will talk more. And thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. All right. Talk to you later.